consciousness isn't some identity of the world. Of course, when we breathe, I guess the way to become the more consciousness. It's programmed by the environment via some form of algorithm. This out there is constantly wanting to be walking directly. All right, you recognize it. Oh, that's very intense to drive into it. Not a bad novelty with Steve Rico. That's the way we do it. That's the problem. The individuality must drive us to this. Thinking of our thoughts. We are forced to put together those sounds. Into the part of the consensus of licenses. Part of the independent of the licenses.
sitting up position, conditioning, and then together. Years, you live in the now time, like orbiting on the axis of the planet, and orbiting around another celestial form called a sun. So for those who really want to get involved in life, it's not looking at years or what year they're in, they're looking at the moment they are. Those who are looking at it in terms of year or what year they'll be in doesn't have the realization of who they are yet. See, when you're projecting of what society has to do and what will happen, that is one of the conditions why the wise men said the stars foretell but they don't compel. we can only project the situation, and when it changes or alters itself, who do we blame? And who do we give credit to? That's why to say that this year is going to have so many new ideas and changes, it's partly true and partly within your own control of how you react. So you have to have a choice of where do you focus your energy to get the maximum use of it. The compensation you want is that when you focus your energy, it's in the now. What you do with the now is what matters. And if you look back, when did last year start? Did it ever start? When did this year begin? You still say to yourself, I'm now conditioned. You see, we can't live tomorrow. And this projected idea of living tomorrow and what you do tomorrow never really comes out. Because that's the fantasizing of our heads. And if we really want to get out to be healthy individuals and gain control of our own lives, we have to live in now time. The moment you keep projecting of what the future has and what the future will be, you're living to die. You're reinforcing living to die dynamics. And if you're living to live, it's what you do now with your own energy, with your own abilities in transforming yourself to act to your environment. And that's where timing takes more precedent in your moments of existence right now. I can't eat tomorrow meal before tomorrow comes, and if tomorrow comes, it's still a big day. See? So I have to live today, and if I don't give any attention to today and take full advantage of today, then I myself will be the victim of this illusion that will let me down, living for tomorrow that doesn't come. Then I live a life focused upon wishing to die, not knowing why I die. Whereas if I live to live, I don't worry about tomorrow, and I don't worry about yesterday. I live in the now. But I have to break out of those fixations. So whenever you hear people talking of what the year has to offer, you have to look at the answers and see where do you fit in. Do you fit in to live for tomorrow, to drain your energy with expectation, or do you live now and apply your energy and get your expectations to bring them to reality? Which is more important between the two attitudes of living? I can live for tomorrow and never get to tomorrow, but if I live now, I'll experience what I have to live now, and it could be worse. Society is breaking up from their old fixations and realizing that living for tomorrow and big expectations for tomorrow is not worth it. And that is what eventually would lead us to realization. When we're talking of going into the year 2000 of the period age, be a projected IRA, and if Aquarian age is now, when you live now, it's Aquarian. When you transform yourself, it's Aquarian. Whatever Aquarian age could represent the next 15 or 40 years from now, if you have that comprehension and apply it right here and now in your life, you're Aquarian. And it simply means that you will take the responsibility for your life to act in a constructive way that is contributive to the environment and not be afraid to live. And more people will get a healthy attitude to themselves instead of feeling threatened by the environmental situation and then becoming more sick. And that's what the period concept really represents, or the year the title really represents. It represents over the century taking a constant, conscious grip of the things right here and now, and live them. So wise men have recorded these conditions and left them as a memento or a reminder to people who are trying to unravel their fixation. And so more and more the society will hear of it, will speak it, it is not what you hear or what you say, but what you register, what you do. And that's more important. If you act on it now, that will give credence to what you can hear it and what you're saying about it. You'll hear it over and over. It has been said thousands of years, and we'll move on to something better and better. It has been spoken for thousands of years, and we'll be moving on to something better and better. Well, how many have acted in the active transformation of Jeffrey, apart from his environmental transformation, his own internal nature? That's what we're talking about. Environmental change is going to go on. There are new models of the environment we keep increasing. But the actual behavioral change in the man, within his own self-confidence, his own capability to handle the now, this will always be confronting him. And this is where the real test of the country is. How you confront the now and cope with it without panic and without the fear of it. Constantly harassing the memory. This is the true realization that we can be looking for, because that's the foundation of their health. To live a guilt-free, conscious attitude and sustain their conviction in transforming their life. And the environment will provide opportunities for them to express that creativity. But they first have to contribute to their own nature. And that is a Dalkani. Yes, no, maybe. The desire to build is in it from day one to create the universe that they make a manifestation. It's in it in you for them. On this planet or in any other planet with vast cosmos, that desire to build is all going to be there. You even want to write books about it. Build me a temple that I may dwell in the midst thereof. And build me this, and build me this, and build me this. But you know, human beings, humanity, die out. And the buildings are still there, real, or memory of itself. The real answer, the real contribution is not the building of buildings in different parts of the planet. Is that I see a non-decaying body, or a body that isn't here, that was here with others and gone through the wall. That is building the temple. That is the divinity you're looking for. That is erasing all the occluded ideas about who and what we are. I can build and promote building houses, but is it going to build? The real building, the real information that is laid down by the creative intelligence is that you, the manifested form, must build from within your nature, your divinity. Let it unfold from within you. Let it roll out from within you. It is there dormant in you. Our friend the caterpillar, all he does is eat his way to butterfly hood. And he don't build no houses for the glory of saving the world. But he sure leaves us a non-decaying body all of our life. We are given the same opportunity to take two roads. The road of putting up a physical structure to offer as a healing process to the environment, or build this structure as the model of the eternal healingness of man. When we build this structure, it emanates that healing, because then it's a model for those who want to build. Now, no matter where you go, you carry this structure with you. And whoever you meet, they will be confused by you. So the real contribution is not a physical structure. The real contribution is this structure. This is how you have to be able to recognize which is more important for you to be involved in doing. Building a physical structure to sit down, or to build this actual structure that you have. Now this structure doesn't need any type of congratulation on the back, or touch the back, for a job well done. This structure will give you a job well done by its evidence as you pass through the process of transformation. You will have the evidence of a transformation. One, you become practical. Moment to moment, there is no impracticalness, evidence of your pre-spiritual nature. Two, you become immune, evidence of your divinity. Instead of acquired immune deficiency, you have acquired immune efficiency. Three, enlightenment, the command performance, energy unlimited. This is the real measuring stick of a temple building. Not the structure of that. That is collapsing. But this one is the one here. And when you do focus upon it, and you do realize it, and work with it, and build it, it's evidence is not revealed. So for that reason, Planet Earth and a few little portions of this having a building to represent energy focusing for the benefit of humanity wouldn't appeal to one human being making the transformation. Now imagine if the human being transformed themselves. You have more to offer than giving. So what we are saying is transform yourself, not SELF. Transform your CELS. Enjoy yourself. It's later than they think. Enjoy yourself. They'll never get pink. The years go by, they'll always fill the drink. Enjoy yourself before they stink. It's in that transformation we're talking about, that is the greatest contribution to the glory of God. And you transform this into that quality that we are talking about of healing. And the word healing
similarly.
So don't get fooled with these ideas. None of those ideas don't have a confidence. Focusing. But if you realize that the activity of you or the values of you and other people, that is when you accept what they have yes, no, there be. But remember, whatever attribute you choose is you. You are the one. Thank you.
Thank you.
identity of me. There is no time limit that we're going to be because it will be always now time. When we accept the time limit of our time. We have time to do our first nature doesn't have anything to do with everything being. This is our first nature. All belief systems thought and use and force that is over. But that force has been caused anywhere by a very belief. In a scientific sort of analogy, that force is one that is driven in terms of the project of the other creation. In the old philosophical language, the project of the first nature. And if you report to God that you truly defend it, present in and out of the body of creation. So, this will be given to the universe. So, you have both the capacity to reveal and manifest it from and non manifested form to truly defend it. And it became you, you will become it. It slowed down from its unmanifested state. To look manifested by acting as stomachs and optics and become gas and become temperature and become fluid and become element of crystal and then transmute and bond itself to tissue. Yes. Final measurement of this crystal is stress. On the four elements of the universe, having the epitome of the Zen, or the Zen meditation of the Zenit, the end of the talk. That's where the word comes from. The real end, that there's no talk because this is it. This you, I don't put up a shut up crap. You have got nothing more. If this crap pulled itself, over is it? So him that overcomes the notion for the second time. But I make it a pillar in the house of the Lord. When this body of corruption is taken out, not corrupted, it's the glory of the Lord. This is the magic stone. You are the walking temple. But you've got both functions. You've got the Christ nature, or the sonship nature, or the inheritance nature, and you've got the brilliant nature of the temple. The example is that lamp. That lamp has a switch. Body. You have a card protecting something in the wall. That makes the color of this room that works there, okay, the electrical bill, no matter what side you turn that switch with the best brand new body, they're going to light up, right? And that's exactly what we are. We light up when we think we're dry. Unplug us, and we find out how fast we hear nothing. And that's exactly what the Father is working is within us. He plays both roles. He plays the role of the current that feeds us, and he plays the role of the lighting up of us. And he gives us a switch, which is called this. Not my way, but that way to find out pretty fast. You ain't controlling nothing. But the current or the power, life itself, feeds. But we have to go through all these things to come to this day and labels are used. In the end, when you look at yourself, you will realize. more of understanding, you are the foundation of the field.
That's right.
The heart is the field of that.
But you have to go into it again.
Unreal is the invisible. It's outside of the realm of visible observation. And real is the visible observation where it's measurable. Metaphysics and physics is the same terminology. Physics is measurable, meta meaning beyond, and then you stuck with the word beyond only to recognize it means invisible. Black hole of space. Is it really a black hole and empty? Or is it an invisible condition of space and occupies something that is moving faster than the speed of light? So really what we are saying in terms of the critical for us in dealing with visible and invisible realities. So we don't have any more illusions or build up any guilt complexes anymore once you put them in your proper perspective. And then from that moment we can work with it and go through in the visible or the invisible ranges and find our way without being lost or without panic. See, as consciousness, the ability to integrate or logically relate must function rationally, either in the visible range of practical or the invisible range of practical. If you only function practical at the visible range and don't function practical at the invisible range, you get to fantasize about the invisible, then you know you're not there yet. The real reality is to be able to function rational both in the visible and in the invisible region, which is understanding. You notice when you go down the road on a foggy day, which method will guide you through the fog? Your lights or your horn? Good. Now, next time you go down the road, turn on your blinkers and blow your horn. Then you wouldn't worry about who is ahead or behind you, and everybody sees it better. Because a red light is never seen in the fog. So you get close up to it. Once you put on a yellow blinking light, you can see from afar, of course, and it will action and change. This is what we call conscious regulation of the control. Invisible, meta, unreal, these are the fogs of the world. These are verbal fogs. When you get into the reality of it, it's invisible optics you're dealing with, and then you can work rationally because you're not afraid no more. You know you're going to rely on the perimeters to work with. You have something rational to go through. And what you're carrying with you in the process of the visible to the invisible is understanding. You're carrying it within you, it's your umbrella that you stand under and walk through with verbal thought. Because there's nothing there other than who yourself in the form of God playing two roles. God the visible and God the invisible. God the visible is the beautiful light of lovingness. God the invisible is some joker of pure heart with the thought. You call him devil. And then you do poking in the nose, it's your own nose you're poking. You realize there's no real devil. I myself am heaven and hell. Omar Khayyam said that. He found out too, he spoke back at himself. And it is visible and invisible in the end of the cooking. After you realize it, then the panic and the mystery start to fade out. Look at the first one as a measure of
narcissistic, but in the highest form of love. Even if a loved ones don't want to kiss her, enjoy yourself. Because they came out with a public in an ethnic and moment relationship where people listen to the man as a super modern religion, and our role as Muslims is to be unfolded more than they have been interested in speaking to the public. And that's why the man has been. Research is true that because it has nothing to do with male and female. Just as they play the role, he plays the role in reproduction, but as far as a sperm and ovum coming together, we can't make a male body or female body because it's a sperm and ovum. That's the common factor. One sperm, one ovum, not two sperms, not two ovum. And not because they alter manifestation by the decaying body from non-decaying body. That understanding, that moment is attachment. If you understand how you put together male or female, the process starts moving to you. So it has nothing to do with there are more women who have done more. In the structure of heritage, the male comes out of the top. And therefore, many of the people who are in their comfort or enlightenment were always thinking of the male teacher. And they reference the male teacher. But those who have not been teaching, those who just as good as their brother, John and all of the brothers. In other words, they are in the non-decomposing state today. And you see, what we call age, in real life, there is no age. It's just very complicated to understand. So, in this logically speaking, you age by referring to yourself as 60 years and medical retirement, 40, 60, or 50 years of age, you are very young. You set up the foundation of the world in the sun. But if you call yourself 40 revolution and not yourself, you can't be what you put in the mode that defies you, or whatever, is what you will say that defies what you got. When you say, you set up resonance in the enzymes in our saliva. And we have to swallow it. And by swallowing, we reload our own structure already. So if you call me a son of a gun, I may hear it, but it's not going to erode my body away as much as it erodes your body, because you're swallowing the saliva that made those words. So you're the one who gets hurt more than you. He said, how the hell? I called this son of a guy and said, and now I'm running away. I said, well, you see, you didn't understand why. What are you doing? Right, it's boomerang. It's if you're talking in science. So if you offer good words and you use the correct but we're moving back into that dimension, taking away the agricultural connotations.